This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Wednesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 381 and three quarters, up 5.5. July corn, 390, up 5.75. September corn, 397 and three quarters, up 5.75. May soybeans, 989 and three quarters, up 16.5. July soybeans, 994.5, up 16.75. August soybeans, 994, up 16.75. May wheat, 528.5, up 16.75. July wheat, 529.5, up 15.5. September wheat, 538, up 15.5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Wednesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Wednesday afternoon. Soybeans found support from yesterday's lower-than-expected stocks report. Technical buying pushed wheat higher and pulled corn along with it. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 6 to 7 cents at 357 to 379. Soybean bids were 16 to 19 cents higher at 960 to 984. In the central part of the state, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 6 to 8 cents at 351 to 378. Soybean bids were 16 to 19 higher at 970 to 989. Now, in the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 6 cents at 366 to 382. Soybean bids were 14 to 17 cents higher at 974 to 995. Wheat bids were up 15 to 17 cents at 437 to 497. Now, the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash soybean bids were 17 cents higher at 993 to 1007. The basis was steady at 3 to 17 over the May. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 336.90 to 359.90 per ton. And that was $5.10 higher, with the basis steady at 5 to 28 over the May. Illinois Corn Processors Cash corn bids were 6 cents higher at 378 to 390, the basis unchanged at 4 under to 8 over the May. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 5 to 6 cents higher at 376 to 381. The basis was steady to lower at 6 under to 1 under the May. Soybeans ended up 15 to 16 cents at 992 to 998. And the basis 1 to 2 lower at 2 to 8 under the May. New crop wheat prices were 16 cents higher at 512 to 524. The basis unchanged at 18 under to 6 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 7 to 9 cents lower at 398 to 399. These elevators raised their soybean prices 15 to 17 cents, with quotations of 10.16 to 10.17. Soft wheat closed up 15 to 17 cents at 5.29 to 5.37, and Milo ended the day steady to 6 cents higher at 4.44 to 4.47. Now on to contract prices for producers for new crop delivery. In northern and western Illinois, corn ranged from 366 to 377, and soybeans 918 to 937. In central Illinois, corn ranged from 362 to 391, and soybeans from 923 to 952. In southern Illinois, corn ranged from 366 to 380, soybeans 919 to 949, and wheat was 495 to 518. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Wednesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 161.80, up 47 cents. June live cattle, 152.22, down 10 cents. August live cattle, 149.17, down 32 cents. April feeder cattle, 218.62, up 50 cents. May feeder cattle, 216.65, down 25 cents. August feeder cattle, 217.92, down 35 cents. April lean hogs, 62.90, up 47 cents. May lean hogs, 69.20, up 47 cents. June lean hogs, 76.25, up 45 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday the 1st afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 93 cents higher in the range of $50 to $57.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $55.86. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 30 to 35, 4 to 5 weights 33 to 38, 5 to 6 weights 35 to 40, and 6 weights and up 37 to 44. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $32 to $39. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 17,192 head. And now for the report from the Fairview Sale Barn. They had receipts of 267 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 162.50 to 167.50. Select and choice Holstein steers were 142, and choice heifers were 163 to 166.50. Now moving on to the Greenville opening report, they had receipts of 410 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 159 to 165.50, and choice slaughter heifers ran from 159.50 to 170. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 501 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $63.98, and that was $1.38 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses, choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $255.42, that was $1.29 higher, with select carcasses at $250.21, that was $1.57 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 96,000, that compared to 99,000 last week and 117,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 434,000. That compared to 435,000 last week and 407,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. According to Meeting Place, USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is seeking public comment on the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine's petition to amend federal animal welfare law pertaining to research facilities. PCRM believes the intent of the Animal Welfare Act is to authorize research facilities to undertake procedures likely to produce pain or distress in animals only if there are no alternative procedures. But ambiguities in the law have allowed facilities to take just cursory deliberation regarding alternatives. PCRM would like a definition of alternatives added. APHIS will accept public comments until the week of May 25th. Producers also intend to harvest 510,000 acres of all hay in 2015, down 2% from last year. One out of every four bushels of soybeans harvested by U.S. farmers last fall will be shipped to China if current trends continue. Todd Gleason explores how this happened and what it means.
Two University of Illinois agricultural economists have measured the footprint of Chinese demand for soybeans. John Newton, along with Todd Keithy, say this one nation takes 13 bushels from every acre of soybeans produced in the United States.
You know, Chinese are bringing in over a billion bushels of soybeans a year from the United States. That's more than the state of Illinois and Iowa produced combined. And then their total acreage needs just around the world is about 60 million acres of soybeans, 21 million acres coming from the U.S., and that's more acreage than you find in Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan. So they have a very large footprint in our soybean market.
Large today, but 20 years ago, China imported just 18 million bushels of soybeans from the United States, or 2% of the U.S. soybean exports. Demand from this one nation grew from that meager amount to more than a billion bushels, 65% of the exports, because of double-digit growth in its economy. This growth has slowed, and for some, it is now a caution sign. But not for John Newton, at least yet.
The World Bank is projecting that the Chinese economy is going to grow at about 6.9 to 7.4% through 2017. That's greater than the United States. So their economy is still growing at a pretty significant rate, but they just plateaued some in recent years. So, you know, you look at the growth rate in the Chinese economy as one indicator. Another indicator, you want to look at crushing margins in China. Part of the reason why they've increased their consumption of U.S. beans is they've increased their crushing capacity in mainland China. So long as crushing margins are favorable, then it's still profitable to bring U.S. beans into China and crush them.
These projections support China maintaining soybean consumption at or above current levels. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
The livestock industry has been using antibiotics for decades to help not only with disease prevention, but also help with weight gain. Lance Fox is the North American Technical Director for DSM Nutritional Products, and he says as a veterinarian, he supports the use of antibiotics.
As a veterinarian, obviously, I'm a big advocate of the judicious use of antibiotics, and the simple fact is antibiotics do work when they're used appropriately.
Recently, there are concerns that the overuse of those antibiotics could lead to bacteria that would become antibiotic resistant in humans. Fox says, in his opinion, the debate over antibiotic resistance and the calls for prohibition of antibiotic use in livestock is very emotional and is not following the science that shows the need for antibiotic use.
We can show that the antibiotics do a good job. We have therapeutic needs for those antibiotics, and we do have to be mindful of how we use them on the farm.
Consumers have begun calling for antibiotic-free meats and other food products in the name of food safety. According to Fox, that presents a challenge.
The consumer is demanding for products to not have antibiotics. The challenge I have is the consumer, me included, we're kind of that last line of defense for food safety, right? There are no antibiotics in the meat, eggs, you know, when you have them at your plate. How we cook them, it has a big effect on food safety, if you will.
Because consumers are demanding antibiotic-free products, Fox says the industry is looking at different alternatives.
We continue to look at alternatives to the conventional antibiotic use so we can preserve the activity of those antibiotics, particularly on the human side of the industry where there might be some overlap.
Many members of the European Union and Canada have now banned the subtherapeutic use of antibiotics in meat animals because of antibiotic-resistant concerns. On March 27th, the White House released its National Action Plan for Combating Antibiotic-Resistant Bacteria, a 5-year, $1.2 billion plan to fight antibiotic resistance. The plan includes human and animal health factors. Farmers who would like to run for a 3-year term on the Illinois Corn Marketing Board can now start circulating nominating petitions. Petitions are available at county extension offices and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. In order to have their name placed on the ballot, candidates must submit a completed petition to the Director of Agriculture by the filing deadline of May 15th. Petitions should contain the signatures of 200, or 5%, whichever one is less, producers residing in the counties in the district in which the board member is to be elected. Interested corn farmers must be at least 18 years old, have produced and marketed corn, reside in the district to be representative, and have submitted a valid petition by the filing deadline to be eligible for election. The elections will be held July 7th. For more information or to request a petition, you can call the Illinois Department of Agriculture at 217-524-9130 or visit the department's website at agr.state.il.us. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.